Welcome to Commando on Demand Insider. I'm Mike James, and in moments, you're going to be listening to the first hour of this past weekend's Kim Commando show. And Kim is going to be sharing all kinds of information about helping you get through this coronavirus thing and working from home and staying safe and all the kind of technology parts of what we're going through right now. Normally, we have Commando on Demand is a very separate program from the Kim Commando show. And of course, you can listen to the Commando show at the Commando community. But in these times where many people are working from home and need this information, using technology to stay connected, Kim has decided to open up the community for everybody that needs it or wants it for 90 days. So you can ask your questions there. You can use the blogs to get answers to questions or even answer other people's questions. You get all 3 hours of the Kim Commando show there that you can download as a podcast. And there are many other support groups and many other ideas of working from home. So how to get it is just go to getkim.com. When you use promo code Kim, you're going to get that 90-day free trial. And if you want to continue after the 90-day trial, it's $4.99 a month for the service. Unprecedented times. And so Kim wants to share the community with you so you can stay connected and stay supported and give support to other people. So again, that's getkim.com and use promo code Kim for your 90-day free trial. All right, here is hour one of this past weekend's Kim Commando show.
We closed down Westar last week temporarily so that everybody could work from home. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but not only am I the host, I'm the CEO of Westar. And it was probably about a month ago that I called in our IT team and I said, I know this is going to sound really crazy, but I think that we should plan, just have like a disaster plan, an emergency plan, just in case there's this global pandemic and everybody needs to work from home. And I have to tell you, John and Jeremy, they kind of looked at me like I was Lulu. But a week later, we had a plan. And then last week, we implemented the plan. And so the show that we did last week was in the big studios with Mike running the board and Manny handling the calls. And this week, I have to tell you, the team at Westar just pulled off this incredible miracle. Manny still kind of booked all the calls and he worked hard at that. And then Mike was still running the board and pulling things together. And then John and Jeremy, they jumped into action so that this way we could actually broadcast the show live to our community members and then stream it, which was really something because last week we couldn't do that. We just couldn't figure it out. We just didn't have the time. But everything's working. And like many of you, I'm working remotely right now, broadcasting this show from my home. And we are back streaming live. And if you'd like to watch, you can with a Commando community profile. And I've been getting so many questions from people who need a lot of help right now because you are home and maybe you're being your own IT department. So we set it up so that you can ask me your tech questions in the community forum free for the next 90 days. And you can listen or watch my most recent show in the last 3 months too. And in case you want to check it out, and if you do need help, we're here for you. You can get your 90-day free trial. It costs $4.99 a month for the service after that. But here's what you do. You go to getkim.com, use discount code Kim. Once again, that's getkim.com, discount code Kim. And just to refresh everybody's memories, this is the Kim Commando Show. You can find us on over 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. And that's 177 different countries. And every ship at sea gets the Kim Commando Show. And I am America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Commando, here with you once again. Boy, and they made it too. The We're Not Worthy crowd. Amazing. Hey, listen, love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254. Now, like many of you, the coronavirus is what's on my mind. And I get we're all worried about our health, the health of our loved ones, concerns about your job, your business, the economy. You know, this fear of not knowing what the future has in store, the uncertainty of when will life go back to normal. Now, I believe that life will get back to normal. We all have to do our part in making that happen to flatten the curve and stay home as much as possible because This certainly isn't the same as academics and pandemics in the past. It's just not. But technology isn't the same either. And while modern tech is being used to fight the spread of the virus, I have to tell you, the trolls, the scammers, the cyber criminals, they're trying to use the pandemic and the fears to take advantage of us. You know, it's really just sickening the lengths that some of these scumbags will go to just steal your data and then try to drain your bank accounts. Now, over the past few days, police departments around the country have been warning residents to watch out for phone scams about the coronavirus. Now, one of these calls, a person will claim to be calling from the CDC and say something like, "Hey, great news. There's a vaccine for COVID-19. Just give us your social security number and credit card details and we'll reserve a dose for you." Okay. Turn over that data. You just open the door to identity theft, as if we all didn't have enough to worry about. Another variation of the call, they take the panic level a step further. They pretend to be a nurse who's following up on test results. This time, it's bad news. They say that you've tested positive for COVID-19. Give me your credit card info so we can ship you some antibiotics, which, by the way, antibiotics aren't even used to treat the condition. And while testing is underway, there's still no solid news about vaccines either. But it's not just phone calls. Trolls are also using text messages to spread hoaxes about how the government plans to invoke martial law. The text cites the Stafford Act, saying that it was activated to enable a two-week mandatory quarantine for all Americans. It says that martial law will go into effect and that the military will be patrolling cities to enforce stay-at-home orders. Now, to make matters worse, it says to prepare for the quarantine by stocking up on at least 2 weeks' worth of food and other necessities, kind of like all that panic buying of all the toilet paper. One of my friends in Hawaii even forwarded to me. It's not true in any way. Well, the Stafford Act is real, and it was activated by the president when he declared a national emergency. But all it does is give states easier access to resources during disaster. So even though the president's National Security Council has chimed in on the hoax to reiterate that it's not real. That's why it's important to really verify information before just blindly forwarding it on, whether it's just a text message or something that you see on social media, and make sure that you're only getting your information from reliable sources. Now, no one really knows how long we're going to be dealing with all this, but just keep in mind that cyber criminals are out there in full force. But now that you're home more often, maybe you're even working from home. And since your kids' schools may be closed, they're home too. Now, it's really easy to blow past your internet data cap and incur extra charges now that you and your family are home and constantly connected. But what does it mean for your bill? Well, you have to pay attention to this because a lot of internet service providers around the country are temporarily eliminating data caps. It's great. But a lot of people are losing their jobs as businesses continue to shut down. And that's why the FCC recently announced the Keep Americans Connected Pledge on March 16th, which basically asks for the next 60 days, broadband and telephone service providers will keep the service turned on for residential and small business owners, even if you can't pay the bill. Now, the pledge also asks that providers waive late fees and open Wi-Fi hotspots to anybody who needs them here in America. The FCC says that more than 200 companies and associations have signed the Keep Americans Connected pledge. But just don't assume you're automatically covered. If you think you won't be able to pay your internet broadband bill, your cell phone bill, let them know right away. Now, there's another reason you should avoid constant internet use if you can, especially when it comes to streaming and gaming. Since so many people are home online, they're putting a strain on the bandwidth. And it's so bad that across the Atlantic, the European Union is asking Netflix and other streaming providers to lower the streaming quality from HD to SD to help with some of the congestion. And, you know, we're probably going to start seeing that here in the United States. Meanwhile, over at USA Today, I saw a report about future tech that's being used to fight the coronavirus. Like AI-equipped thermal cameras on businesses, even here in the U.S., that look for elevated body temperatures to spot people who have a fever. Hotels have started to use robots to sanitize guest rooms in common areas. At CES, you remember that in January, just a few months ago, a medical device resembling a tricorder from Star Trek, it was demoed. It's called the MedWand, has a camera, diagnostic sensors that doctors can use to listen to your heart and lungs, measure blood oxygen levels, respiratory rates. And right now, MedWand is getting fast-tracked through the FDA for approval. Already in the market, you have the Tido Home Medical Exam Kit. It's a device that's being used for remote medical exams. Now, over at commando.com, we've got information about a ton of stories about the impact of the virus when it comes to tech. And so you want to be sure to stop by there. And by the way, it's no secret the COVID-19 test kits have been in short supply. Well, there's a home testing company called Everlywell that says that they've added the brand new COVID-19 test to their labs. Now, keep in mind, it cost $135, expected to be released in a few days. And the process begins by answering a few questions up front, but you do have to have a doctor to prescribe it. And finally, on social media, if you can wade through all the misleading info, the fake news, the hoaxes, the scammers, you can see that it's having a real impact on people thousands of miles away. Madonna è mobile, quale più mal vento, muta d'accento. That's right. In Italy, you have people using music to help make the best of the situation. And I don't know if you've seen the videos, but they're so inspirational. They're singing from balconies. In Spain, I saw a video of two guys playing tennis outside their apartment building balconies. Others are taking to social media using lighthearted humor. Social media is being used to portray this clear peek into the virus's devastating toll. There's also this one, really. I cried when I saw this one. A man was holding his phone's camera up to the front page of a newspaper. I don't know if you saw this, in a city not far from Milan. In the beginning of the video, it's dated February 9th, where there were only 3 confirmed cases. And he opens the newspaper to the obituaries and takes up about a page and a half. Then he picks up a more recent newspaper dated a month later, March 13th. Then he goes to the obituaries. And now that's at 10 full pages. And at that point in March, Italy had over 17,000 confirmed cases. But it brings to light that, you know, the human spirit, it doesn't stop. I mean, my show is different now. Life is different now. And all 3 hours of the Kim Komando show is going to be about coronavirus and how it affects you. And tech is such a big part of our lives in the world right now. There's so much to cover. I actually had trouble kind of sorting it all in and squeezing it all into the show. But I'd love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Stay right where you are because we're going to start taking your calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando show. Hey, give us a call, 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando show. And still to come in just a few moments, an inspirational story about how people are having virtual hangouts. What is that? Yes, if you have the right tools, people are having happy hours, they're playing poker, even birthday parties. All right, if you're just joining us, welcome. And you're going to experience a different Kim Komando show because, well, life is different. And we're talking about coronavirus all 3 hours. And we're going to start this weekend's show with Stephanie. And Stephanie has been on the show before. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
And so how would you explain, what is your title? Again, you're a white hat hacker, IBM social engineer.
Yeah, so I work for IBM Securities X Force Red, and my title is Global Lead of Social Engineering. So yes, I am a white hat or ethical hacker.
You know, I'll never forget when you're like, hey, Kim, just open this email. And it was an email to me about like, I was going to be like the president of a car show or something like that. And you're like, gotcha. So, so we're all locked in our houses, but the scammers are still out in full force. You sent me a link to it was a spam campaign that looked so legit from the World Health Organization. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so this is a brand new campaign that IBM X-Force researchers actually discovered yesterday. And like you mentioned, it looked like it was coming from the World Health Organization's Director General. So it impersonated him. It looked like it was coming from him, had his type of a signature in the email. But what the email did was it explained that he had updates for common drugs to take for both preventative and a cure for this pandemic that we have right now, which plays off of fears for, you know, everyone, whether you want to prevent it or, you know, you possibly have it. And to get all this information that he promised, you had to open an attachment.
And then that's where you really get hit, right?
Exactly. And the attachment, actually, we had our researchers really dig into it, and it was a type of malware called Hawkeye. And how Hawkeye works, it does a couple of different things. The first one is it does key logging. So anytime you type a letter on your keyboard, it stores that information, which might not seem like a big deal, but then think about everything you're typing onto your computer. You're logging into your bank account.
Everything's
you know, exactly. Yeah. Online shopping, you know, emailing colleagues sensitive information. There's so much there that they can steal. And in addition to the key, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say what the attachment was called Cure, wasn't it? Cure.exe. So, I mean, at first glance, you'd be like, oh, well, this says Cure, so I should probably double click on this. And then, as you said, this Hawkeye keylogger loader just goes and explodes and then starts capturing everything there. And then all that data is being sent to who knows who, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're going to turn around as if you thought life was bad enough. Now it's even going to get worse. So this brings up an interesting point, Stephanie, because, you know, it's not going to slow down, right?
Right.
It's only going to continue. I mean, we're going to get more and more people that are sending this stuff out, and more people are going to be, you know, falling victims to it. Real quick, we have just a few seconds. Anything else that we should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so we've been on several phone calls with hospitals, and there's two scams that we're seeing the most. One of them is from people who are impersonating the hospital and placing phone calls telling people that if they prepay, they can go into the local ER and take the test to see if they are positive or negative, and which is terrifying because
Yeah, exactly. And they show up on the ER and then they're not going to be able to get anything other than just getting scammed again. So be careful, folks. Stay right where you are. We have our digital life hack coming up. You don't want to miss. Hey, moments away from our digital life hack. And you don't want to miss that ever, because this week it's five ways that technology can help you stay sane while you're staying home. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all of your phone calls. Are you worried about your Amazon packages? I was, especially when there was news out this past week that an Amazon employee, a driver, I think, in Queens, New York, who tested positive for COVID-19. Now, according to the CDC, and I'm going to quote now, the novel coronavirus may remain viable for hours to days on services made from a variety of material. That includes cardboard. It could potentially survive on cardboard for up to 24 hours. That's according to one study. You know, and then I saw another study that said it could be on there for up to 3 days. So doctors say that mail and packages are a low risk for transmitting the virus, but that doesn't mean you're in the clear. If you don't want to leave your order up for grabs by porch pirates or the clock's ticking on perishables, you do need to take some precautions. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to give all packages, all envelopes a once over with a disinfecting wipe, and do the same thing for all the items in the box. Clorox wipes or a fresh paper towel using 70% isopropyl alcohol works fine. And whatever you do, don't forget to wash your hands. We have more information on the safe handling of packages during this coronavirus pandemic over at commando.com. And back to the phones we go with Bradley in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hi there, Bradley.
Hi, Kim. Just a huge fan of your show. Been listening for a long time. I really enjoy the podcast on your YouTube page. I was showing some of the stuff on YouTube from your page to my kids last night, and they really enjoyed it. Oh, I have a question that's just really thrown us for a loop with this corona thing. I'm a member of a recovery group. It's called Seven Ministry with my church, the Pentecostals of Alexandria. And we're a faith-based group. So we call ourselves Christ-Centered Recovery. It's going to be similar to Celebrate Recovery. People may be familiar with that. That's a nationwide program for Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous. But it's recovery for people with addictions and alcoholism and the family members. We have a Facebook page that's a private group with the Title VII Ministry. And from now and then, we do once a month little groups and meetings that people can go to. But we don't do it that often. But with this virus, we can't meet. Right. They're saying no more than meetings of 10. It's complicated. We were doing 6 nights a week of meetings.
Wow.
So we really, really struggle with what to do. So we have gone to online meetings using Facebook Live. But the problem we have is when you're dealing with people that are hurting, that are broken, they want more than a computer screen or a phone screen. How do you project hope through a computer screen? How do you connect with people that are hurting and broken through media? Right. And the other thing is churches are having the same issue. We see so many churches are going Facebook Live or other types of things and trying to connect to people that are broken and hurting. And so that's really was my question. I sent an email and your team responded and have been phenomenal. But how do we make that connection? What are apps? What are some social media things that we can use for people that really need that connection because they're feeling lost and broken? It's not just business where they're looking in an Excel spreadsheet or, or a PowerPoint. They need to make a connection.
You know, Bradley, you bring up an excellent point because it can feel so impersonal, can't it? That when you're trying to break through to a screen, how do you really do that? And I commend you for everything that you're doing. This is a full commitment on your part. Let me ask you a question. When you're doing these Facebook Lives, how are you getting interaction from? Are you asking people to call a number? Or are you just working with chats or comments? Or how is that working?
Well, you're going to solve all that today. What we're doing right now is we're doing chats. There's a moderator.
Okay.
And so we have the person speaking, and then there's a moderator. So as things come in on the Facebook chat, they will write it on a dry erase board so the speaker can see it, or they'll call out the question. We have experimented with a call-in show, very similar to a radio, where somebody calls in on a cell phone and we can kind of patch them through. But that is hit or miss. It's not a perfect system. And so that's where we kind of said, let's explore and see what else is out there.
I think I understand what you're doing. And gosh, you're such a great communicator, Bradley. That's fabulous. One of the things that you might consider is that for people to leave you a message when you're not on Facebook, when you're not doing a Facebook Live, and to have actually somebody, you know, call a phone number, because this way you could either act then or you could play this voice message back when you're actually doing Facebook Live. Let me tell you about Google Voice. Have you ever heard about that? Have you used that?
I've heard about it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. What Google Voice does, it gives you a free phone number and it can be attached to your current phone. And it's really simple to set up. You're not going to lose your phone number. You're actually going to gain a phone number. And so you could put this Google Voice number out there for anybody who is hurting. And then you could actually set it up a couple of different ways. Is that you could have it so you answer, or you could have it that every call will hear a voicemail message from you to say, you know what, I'm here for you. I want to help you. I'm your friend. Leave a message and, you know, we will respond accordingly or however you want to say that. And God bless you. Okay, so now with this Google Voice number is that you could have it also not just save the voicemail itself, but in addition to that, it would put the voicemail message into a text or into an email so you could actually read it. So if it's an emergency situation, you can act upon it then. If it's a general question, that's where you could play the voicemail during your Facebook Live. I would suggest leaving everything on Facebook Live because that's where everybody already is located. So I wouldn't do that. Now, another thing you might consider is that there's a website called Canva, C-A-N-V-A. And what Canva allows you to do, think about this, Bradley, it'd be so amazing, is that every day you could give a beautiful motivational message, maybe a Bible verse, something like that, so that your members don't feel isolated. and say, we're all in this together. Stay strong. If you need help, reach out, pray. And with Canva, what it allows you to do is to create those beautiful images, and it will automatically resize them into what you need for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You also might want to look at not just doing Facebook Live, but YouTube Live, because then you could reach out to more people. There's another app called Restream.io, and hopefully you had a pen so you could write all this down. But if not, Manny writes everything down, so he'll tell you everything. Okay, Bradley? But with Restream.io is that this way you could do Facebook Live and YouTube Live simultaneously. So does that at least point you into a direction?
It is. It's just unbelievable. Monday night we had a meeting and we're banging our heads against the wall with, what do we do? How do we do this? And then I send one, reach out one thing, and then here we're doing this. It's God's got his hand in all of it. So I appreciate your time and you helping.
Well, you know what, Bradley, God bless you. And thank you for your call. And if there's ever anything else that I can lend a hand to, just reach back, because, you know, I really feel it's my blessings that I'm able to do this. And again, Bradley, thank you for your call. All right. This past week, I couldn't stop thinking that I was in the middle of a thriller, a movie. And then I realized this was not a Hollywood screenplay. This was a catastrophe. It's crisis. It's real life. And I had to sit down and write my USA Today column, and I decided to make it more inspirational. And that's what this week's Digital Life Hacks is. It's five ways that tech can help you stay sane while you stay home. So, like, for example, number one, reach out and touch someone. We're all staying home, but if you have FaceTime, it's straightforward, easy to use, connects up to 32 people at once. If everybody's not in the Apple camp, and that's the bummer about FaceTime, is that there are other options. Skype lets you get up to 10 people. Google Duo works on Android, iOS devices, but just know it has something called Knock Knock. Here's how that works. When you make a call, the person you're calling sees a live video preview of you before they answer the call. Just something to keep in mind. Facebook Messenger, up to 6 people, but 50 people or more can listen in. And of course, you can find all the apps that you need. We're going to have links to these over on the website. You can get in shape for free. Peloton's offering a 90-day free trial, no bike required. A Gold's Gym has 600 audio video workouts. Planet Fitness is streaming every day at 7 p.m. For classes. And Blink Fitness, if you're not a your morning person, they're over at 8 a.m. You can play games with virtually anybody online. Fortnite, Monopoly, Words with Friends. Add your friends to a game that they like and you start playing online. Maybe with all this time at home, you've finally cleaned out your office. I've done mine twice. Okay. But we've got ways that you can take classes online and also keep in touch. And remember, we need some social interaction. It's important to our psyche. And you find links to everything that I just mentioned free for the taking over at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. Once you're there, click the link that says Kim Show. Coming right back, we have more of your phone calls and more tips to keep you sane as we all stay home here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, still to come this hour. Boy, if you are looking for coronavirus maps, you really need to be careful. Malware spreading like crazy. And before we get to all that, Jess in Sarasota, Florida. Hi there, Jess.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, we're just living the dream in Florida.
Yeah, I know. I saw the pictures of everybody on the beach. Like, go home.
It's exactly. Well, the reason I called was we have an issue. My mother is in a local nursing home, and she's been there for a couple of years. She's stage 4 dementia. She has short-term memory loss, and we would like to be able to, like, in terms of maybe Skype in to be able to see her and converse with her. The
sure.
problem is it needs to be a system that she doesn't have to be, you know, remember anything to touch. I mean, it's like we can control it from our end and we can see her when she's laying down. If she's awake and functioning in the room, then we can just reach out to her and say, hi, Mom, because the place is in lockdown. And they said for the foreseeable future, they have no idea when we'll be allowed in to see her.
And that's got to be gut-wrenching, not be able to see how Mom's doing or even check in on
her,
right?
It is. My sister goes religiously every day because she's the one that put my mom in, and she just feels horrible about it. And now that she can't see my mom, it's tearing her apart.
Well,
and you know,
I understand, and it's got to be tough. So I normally like to recommend like two or three products just as an option, but in this case, there's really only two different options. Okay, like for example, one, you could put a Nest Cam in mom's room, and so that this way you could sign in at any time and you could look and you can actually hear what's happening in the room and you can talk to mom and she would be able to hear a chime for when you guys are connecting, or you can turn the chime off. I would prefer that you leave the chime on, because if you just start talking, I think you'll startle her more than anything. But if she learns that, if she hears a chime, that one of her kids is going to be talking to her, I think that would be fantastic.
Okay.
So a Nest Cam costs you about $150. Beautiful, works on Wi-Fi. And then there's also the option for, if you want to pay, I don't know, about $10 a month, it'll save the video for 30 days. Another option is that Amazon has something called an Echo Show. And an Echo Show, if she wasn't so far down in dementia, I'd probably recommend this, is that it allows her to say, like, you know, Alexa, play music or tell me a joke or whatever it may be. And then with the show, it also has something called drop-in. And so basically, it connects automatically. Nobody has to pick up. And then you can just drop in on mom and say, but she would be able to see you. That's the downside with the Nest, is that she can't see you with the Echo Show. And the Echo Show, there are various models. Some are $250, some are $70. Look at the $70 model. But in this case, because your mom's so far down in dementia, that I'd probably recommend that you just get a good old Nest Cam. And this way, everybody can just check in on her when they need to. Stay safe. Tell mom we all said hello. We'll pray for her. Thanks for your call today, Jess. All right. You can find a lot of great information about COVID-19 online, but there's some other things that you need to watch out for, unfortunately. You know, you have the misinformation, you have the hoaxes. There's scammers, there's cyber crooks trying to cash in on the pandemic, and many are now using malware. I mean, for instance, John Hopkins has a legitimate coronavirus tracking map, and it's a fabulous tool. But an Android app called Corona Live 1.1 is not. It's an app that pretends to be the real deal, but instead of tracking the virus, the app is actually tracking you. That's according to researchers. They discovered the app. The app can even be used for hackers to use your camera remotely, take photos, record videos, because who has time to worry about all this, right? But that's exactly what the cyber criminals are hoping for.
Hey, thanks for listening to the first hour of the Kim Komando Show. Again, you can get all 3 hours and much, much more at the Komando community. Kim has decided to release the community for free for 3 months, so you get a free 90-day trial. And if you want to continue after the 90-day trial, it's $4.99 a month for the service. But you can get the free 90-day trial by just going to getkim.com and then use Kim as your promo code. So again, that's getkim.com and use Kim as your promo code. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening and be safe.